The band was loading its equipment. Not one more encore could be squeezed from them. So I headed home. I didn't get very far. I didn't want to go home. Instead, I parked and went for a walk. The night was blast furnace hot, and after dancing for hours, I craved the cool. In pursuit of a breeze, I headed to the docks, where narrow board walkways hemmed the yachts and dinghies. Sure enough, there were soft wisps of scented breeze. Sometimes I hung over the railings, hoping to see a torpedo-sized tarpon, or better yet, the cement bollard that is the prehistoric manatee. However, turns out I was not alone. From the other direction came a couple of lads, one lanky, one squat, both in their early 20s, at most. Strolling and chatting, they rolled their rusty, banged-up bikes on the back wheels. "Are you lost?" asked Squat, with a smile. "Not anymore," I replied, and then it was the three of us under a starry night. After first checking their IDs to make sure I was not leading myself down the garden path to a felony, I offered to act as tour guide. With only an hour before closing, we chained the bikes and hustled off, starting with the clothing-optional Garden of Eden to ogle the naked humans. Here, the boys pressed themselves against a wall, overtly traumatized. Product of youth, I surmised. Next stop, to restore their equilibrium, was a place where barely clad girls shake it atop a bar. Lanky and Squat imbibed on the mesmerizing angle. Lanky was so hypnotized by the eye-level ass, he took a seat at the bar and stared, as if into the meaning of life. Meanwhile, Squat and I played a game of pool. Squat won. But during our play, I learned that these lads were from Boca Raton, and I think I noticed Squat winced when he admitted this. Boca had been their parents' great idea, something to do with the need to flee the crime-ridden north in search of a safe place to raise the cubs. Here were the results. Sweet but deeply bored kids. After the bars closed, we found a tiny beach with lounge chairs, from whence we counted flying fish firing out the water like shooting stars. I listened to the boys playfully squabbling over who had landed the greatest catch that day. "You murdered Skippy?" I was aghast. "Dolphin, you know, wahoo, not porpoises," they assured, "not Skippy." By the sounds of things, the greatest excitement seems to have been an encounter with a manatee. "Those things can move," laughed Squat. "I jumped onto one of them in the harbor, and it went totally nuts, spinning like crazy. I had to let go." Eventually, the sun seeped serenely, gracing us with her comely shine, stinging my tired eyes. I took my leave, and driving the 1 mile to my house, I knew I was ready for home. Last I heard, the boys wound up in jail.